Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Gene, welcome to the Bob Cadaro Show. How are you?
Good morning, Bob. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
I'm in front of Charlie Jefferson's building here, the old Sampters, where you could, you know, the old soup place.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Right. But anyway, the new Black and Brass coffee shop on Lackawanna Avenue here. And Lackawanna Avenue kind of looks like, anybody listening remembers their history, kind of like Dresden after World War II.
Yeah.
But be that as it may.
Well, thank God for the developers. And I'm going to tell you, without mentioning any one of them, they've all told me they've done what they've done for the city of Scranton despite the mayor and her incompetence. Not because of her. Not with any help from her either. Crazy.
I've had those same conversations with the major developers in the Central Business District, and in some cases, impediments thrown in front of them, instead of trying to helping them through the process to get their investment done as quickly as possible and up and running, just throwing impediments in front of them and slowing down, which as you know, costs a lot more money when you're trying to get a major project done. But let me just take this opportunity to your listeners to say who Gene Barrett is. Gene Barrett, someone that has over 40 years of experience in the public and private sectors. I've been from the public side, top positions in the Scranton Sewer Authority as chairman of the board, Scranton City Council, two terms, one term as president. Lackawanna Solid Waste Advisory Committee was on the initial committee and on the second committee that just revised that whole plan for the county on waste disposal. In the private sector, I've owned multiple businesses, a former steam heat company. We built a hot and chill water plant that serviced every building down at the Steamtown National Historic Site. I owned Land Seidel Steel Fabricators, which was a heavy plate steel fabrication company over by the Scranton Lace Works. And lastly, a regional business development manager for Pennsylvania American Water. I spent over 7 years in the United States Army on active duty. Part of that time was in the Advanced Weapons Support Command in Germany, roughly 2.5 years as an NCO. Advanced Weapons Support Command relates to missiles, that was a very meaningful experience that I had at that particular point in time. I also was a instructor at the Military Intelligence School in Fort Huachuca, Arizona, for captains and majors that are trying to climb the ladder and become lieutenant colonels and so on as their career moves on. We had Army officers, we had Navy officers, we had Marine officers, and in some cases, Israeli officers trying to better understand military intelligence matters within the United States Army. At the same time, right around that same time when I was in active duty, I attended the NCO Drill Sergeant Leadership Academy in Fort Lindenwood, Missouri, and was the distinguished graduate of that particular leadership school. So my education, I've took courses when I was in Germany at the Heidelberg University of Maryland campus in Heidelberg, King's College graduate, did graduate studies at Boston University when I was on a special assignment up in that particular area of our country. I was still on active duty at that time. I've gone to graduate schools. I've done some advanced work at Harvard Graduate School of Design on real estate. There's a tremendous amount of public, private, military, and education. I don't think there's a candidate right now, including the current mayor, that can match that combination.
No, not even close of
experience and qualifications.
Our mayor has job jumped every time she's going to get discovered for having done nothing. She leaps from to the next job.
Yes. But with all due respect to my Republican candidate, she's hitting on all the right things as far as the criticism is concerned of the current administration. But at the same time, she's an office manager for a small construction firm here in Scranton and really has no boards or commissions, no public office, no understanding of public finance, labor issues. The list goes on and on. Yes, is she hitting on all the right issues? But at this point in Scranton's history, we can't afford to, on-the-job training.
Well, you can't afford to have five years and an additional four if we unfortunately elect this mayor. It's a ghost ship. There's no leadership. There's a left-wing agenda, but that's it. We were just talking with Bobby Casey, the school director, and and he's telling me this story. He dropped by the studio quite unexpected, I might add. And it's we're talking about crazy people you're running against. We need you to save us.
Well, you have to look at the past several years of history with the current administration, the mayor. In particular, the mayor had the president, Biden. She had Vice President Harris, senior United States Senator Casey, multi-year elected congressman Cartwright, Democratic governor in Harris, residing in Harrisburg in the form of Governor Shapiro. And the only thing that Scranton got and received was money through COVID funding that every city across America got that same money. So, Could you imagine being in office and having all those connections at all the right places, all right? And she was not able to do anything at all with that advantage that we have.
Sad.
Years ago, when Joe McDade was second-ranking Republican on the Appropriations Committee, in Harrisburg, his nickname was Joe Jobs. Because when they sat down and they made those appropriations, Joe McDade made sure that Lackawanna County, and Scranton in particular, got more than their fair share. That has not happened.
In D.C., yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Well, Gene, I know you're campaigning hard. You've been everywhere. I was telling the audience I was at an event for you Friday, and all the right people that know how to work and campaign. But what I'm seeing on the other side, she's given this fake bull spit old boy network when she's rigging bids for things like the Kapaus Avenue splash pad. And that's only when she's not getting anything done. It's been a sad, sad situation.
I'm running for one job. I'm not running for two jobs. And it's not fair to the voting public and the residents of Scranton, young and old alike, to run for two jobs at the same time. And that's what she's doing. Hopefully, the general public and the voting public in particular see through that. And she's been planning this thing for the last several years. It's obvious. They characterize me as part of the, Scranton's dark past, or reported from the Times that I'm a dinosaur. You know what? I've been here. I'm dedicated to Scranton. My family's here. I've invested millions of dollars over the years in businesses in the city of Scranton. Both of my children are here. My grandchildren are here. I'm dedicated to Scranton. My father, orphan at the time he was 10 years old, and truly a breaker boy at the Cayuga Breaker, which she wouldn't even know where that was in Scranton when he was 12 years old.
Yeah.
So, my grandfather on my mother's side, him and another working partner owned the Laureline Cab Company, right next to the Laureline Station. Unfortunately, right towards the tail end of the Depression, they lost the business. My grandfather was a pine broker. I am, solidly Scranton. I always have been, and I always will be, and that's what I care about. I don't care about anything. I'm not looking at what the next opportunity is for me from a political vantage point. I'm just dedicated to Scranton, and I want to do best for our city.
Well, Gene Barrett, one of the important things you touch on that people need to acknowledge, she's done a piss-poor job as mayor when she wasn't running for another office. Her entire next year will be consumed with running for U.S. Congress. How is she going to perform as mayor? It literally nothing will happen. It'll get worse and worse and worse.
You understand the political geography of the 8th Congressional District.
Yep.
It's a large swath of property, multiple different towns, communities, different issues that each one of them have. You cannot do that. How can you concentrate on becoming and doing what's best for the city of Scranton while at the same time trying to totally concentrate on the 8th, being elected a congresswoman for the 8th congressional district? Yep. It just can't be done. No, you cannot divide your attention that way. And I don't care how she cuts it, you just can't do it. And that's a message to the people of the city of Scranton. Don't be fooled by this effort. Reelect me as mayor. And oh, by the way, I'm going to run for Congress in 2026. And if elected, I'm going to say, well, see you guys later. It's been nice knowing you. Thank you very much, Mayor. All right. It doesn't work that way. Hopefully the people see through this this whole charade.
Well, Gene Barrett, you keep campaigning and save my city, would you please? I appreciate your making this effort. I truly do.
Thank you, Bob. Thanks for the time.
Gene Barrett, independent candidate for mayor.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.